Well, Charles, that was sure a lot of fun. Great way to spend the evening.
Makes me wish I learned an instrument that I could have played in the concert band. There's not much room for a piano here, nor much room for a double bass, as you used to play.
Yeah.
Well, I think there is one up there somewhere.
There is the double bass here. It's a beautiful, sunny, warm afternoon in the park at the band shell. We're very lucky to have a band shell here at the park and a concert band to fill it.
A concert band to fill it, hot dogs behind us, ice cream for sale, altogether a good event to be here. I'm very happy to be here, and we're being joined by Cheryl Waldseth, the conductor of the concert band, and she's going to introduce us to some of the band players. It'll be fun to talk to some of them.
There are a lot here.
And meanwhile, we'd like to thank some of our supporters from KVMR, In Concert Sierra, committed to bringing musical experiences to the community since 1946, offering chamber programs, scholarships for youth and adults, also seasonal chamber music series. More information at inconcertsierra.org. And thanks to the Happy Path Wellness Center and Yoga Studio, a healing arts collective of 18 practitioners near Wildwood, Lake Wildwood in Penn Valley, offering yoga therapy, hypnotherapy, craniosacral massage, Reiki, yoga classes, and more. More information at happypathwellnesscenter.com.
All right, and here to some interviews. Okay, great.
All right, okay.
Here's Cheryl.
All right, which one? We're going to do it this way? Hi there, this is Cheryl Waldseth. I am the conductor of the Nevada County Concert Band, and this is our 48th season, and we've been playing as a county-wide band. We've been actually a band for a lot longer, but they were city bands before they became a county band. This is our third concert in our Picnic Pops concert series, and we're so glad to have our KVMR audience with us today. It's lots of fun, and we have more to go. We are only at the intermission. I have with me here, I have two band members. One is a county band member, and one is a guest musician. Who would like to go first?
Okay. Yeah, I guess I would.
So I've got Natasha Lopez here. Where are you from, and what are you doing with us today?
So my name is Natasha Lopez. I am from Rohnert Park, and I represent one of the many six people of the Rohnert Park Community Band that have joined here. I first came here about 5 years ago, and at first it was just because I needed something to do in the summer. But when I came and I played here, it moved me so much. Like the teamwork that we all go through, the practices, it's just really amazing.
You know what? We are so glad to have people like you coming back year after year. It's so much fun to have our friends that are off season, and your band is off season during the summer. Whereas the Nevada County Concert Band, we're in the middle of our season, and it's great to have you. So you're from Rohnert Park, and you have a community band of your own,
yeah,
right? You said that there are several people here today.
Yes.
You have a whole bunch of family members, too.
Oh, yeah. I have two brothers that came with me, and for the first time this year, both of them are playing here.
Right. What instrument do you play?
I play the alto sax.
And what are your brothers playing today?
The middle child plays the clarinet, and the youngest plays the trumpet.
Very good. We are so happy you are here.
And I also like to thank the KVMR, uh-huh, because this is the first time I have some friends from out of state, and I've convinced them to listen. One of their names is Note. And I just wanted to say hi, Note.
Very good. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, go get some more people to come over, okay? All right, I've got another member here. This is a person who has been in the Nevada County Concert Band. We figure this is your seventh season with us.
Yeah, I've been here since seventh grade.
Yes, and you're no longer in grade school. You're now in college.
Oh, yeah, I go to UC Santa Cruz. Just finished my first year.
We're talking with Miles Mason. He's one of our percussionists.
Hi, nice to talk to y'all.
But in a moment ago, you weren't a percussionist. What were you doing in the last song?
Oh, well, I was dressed up as a Boy Scout for Up. I was playing as what's the character's name again?
His name is Russell, and he's actually
Russell.
Not a Boy Scout. He's a wilderness,
scout. That's right.
That's right.
He told me that a million times.
I know. Right. So we had some characters during the last number. Would you like to describe what happened?
Well, okay. So we had what's his name? I'm so bad with
Carl
names. We had Carl come out with a cane and a house, and he had a bunch of balloons that we gave out to all the kids all around. It was a lot of fun. And then I came out as the Boy Scout with my dog, Jerry, who's a very excitable 3-year-old golden retriever. And then Mike came out dressed as the bird.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, that was hilarious. I saw the costume backstage trying to change, and I dropped my shirt on accident. It was a lot of fun.
So that was for the song Up, in which those characters are in the Pixar movie. You guys did a great job portraying that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So coming up, if you're listening today, we'll have some pictures on our website, or you can join our Facebook page for the Nevada County Concert Band, and we'll be posting some pictures, videos coming up from this concert so you can see what it is we're talking about. All right? What are you doing at college?
Well, I'm studying global economics and European politics in Santa Cruz. So,
what made that your interest for this time?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That a lot of people ask me. I honestly don't know. It's like I enjoy math, but it's not like what I want to completely focus on.
Right.
So econ seems like a good happy medium, and also throw some politics in there because I have time and I can. It's just fun.
This is a great time to have interest in politics, isn't it?
Oh, well. I don't know about that.
Well, it doesn't have
it's
to be
good. It's an interesting
good.
Time.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be good. It can just be interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's always fun.
It is fun.
No, it's been a blast in the band, though. I'm going to continue playing down in the jazz band at Santa Cruz. I'm going to try out next quarter. And hopefully, I already am in it, but I'm going to try out again to hopefully be the lead drummer, because the lead drummer's leaving.
Excellent.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
That will be a lot of fun.
It's been fun playing in the band all these years. I think this is my last year, so.
Oh, we're going to have him back, though, for a couple more concerts this summer. So if you want to see Miles Mason doing his thing, and believe me, he does a thing when he plays, make sure that you come to the fair. We'll be at the county fair on Saturday coming up in 2 weeks, and then we'll be back here in the park for another park concert in Pioneer Park in Nevada City on August 25th, a Sunday. We have four more concerts this season. Those are the next two. Would you like to go grab some more people? Yeah. All right, back to our friends here at KVMR. Would you like to say something?
Well, I'd like to ask Cheryl something about her job.
Oh, which me?
Is an enormous job. Let's see, herding cats? No, 119 people, ending in nine. That's a lot of people, a lot of musicians, and a lot of people who make this happen.
It is. Normally, our band is about 70 to 100 people on our own. But the July concert, we've had a lot of people wanting to do something else. Many of the brass players like to go to a brass camp in Humboldt. And so we started this 16 years ago. We asked some of the off-season band members to just come join us for the day. We practiced with them on the internet. We worked on things back and forth by email, and then we did a full rehearsal this morning, and that's it.
So remote rehearsals.
Exactly.
All over the country.
Exactly.
Fascinating. And what do you play when you're not conducting?
When I'm not playing, depends on the moment. I'm actually a professional musician, and I play a lot of instruments.
A lot of instruments.
Yes.
Whatever's needed at
today,
the moment.
I'm playing the band.
I love it.
It's very
fun.
A
great band.
Let's talk with another one of our friends here. Can we
I
do
have
that?
One more
you got
thanks
it.
To give to our... an ID. Yes, of course. You're listening to KVMR FM, Nevada City, KCPC Camino.
And we'll have one of those other thanks later on.
And more thanks for our supporters later on. And we've been joined by another band member.
Right. So let me give the microphone over to Ray. Before you begin, many of our band members, our county band members, are like Miles, and they're not professional musicians. They're actually do other jobs throughout our county. Our guest musicians do the same thing. However, some of them have secret other things that they do. And I've got Ray Byrne here, who's going to tell you about one of his amazing things he does somewhere else. Would you tell us about that?
Thank you. Again, my name is Ray Byrne. This is my fourth time up here for the festival. The instrument I'm playing today is called a sarusaphone. It's about 80 to 90 years old. They do not make them anymore. Kind of a rarity, and it's kind of fun to play places like this. I get to do it, and it's unique. We also run a saxophone Christmas in December, and we have one in Sacramento on December 7th and one in San Jose in December 21st. And the one in Sacramento, we had 70 players last year, and we had 227 in San Jose.
You know, I've been to Ray's events in San Jose, and I'm hoping to go to the Sacramento one myself this year. It's a lot of fun. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, we get together the one day out of the year. We meet for about 2 hours in the morning. We do a quick rehearsal, and we go out and do two free one-hour concerts for the public. And we do that exact same format, both Sacramento and in San Jose. And I try to do some new arrangements each year, but it's kind of fun having that many saxophones together at one time.
It's a lot of fun, I agree. Where can they get a hold of you and find you on the internet?
If you go to sjsaxmass, SAXMAS.com. It's our website for our saxophone Christmas for both San Jose and for Sacramento. Again, that's sjsaxmass.com. And it shows our performance times, our locations, and how to get registered if you're a saxophone player who would love to come join us.
Thank you, Ray. I'm going to pass the microphone on to someone else. Good. Good. Come on up. I've got Charlie here. He's one of our Nevada County Concert Man members, plays percussion.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me your full name and what you do.
My name is Charlie Villani, and I play the drums.
Yep. And you have a teacher who's also in the band.
Yeah.
Who's your teacher?
John Basso.
What does he teach?
Drums.
Ah, are you going to be involved at the fair this year?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing in the fair.
So every year, the drums.
All band members, please start planning to.
All right, every year, John Basso has a drum studio show on Thursday at the county fair, and it looks like Charlie's going to be in it this year.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Playing Dizzy.
All right.
Dizzy on the
so I know you're one of our young people. They can't see that on the air. What grade are you in?
I'm going into sixth grade.
Very good.
I'm only 11.
And it's a lot of fun to have a member.
Yeah.
Yes, we got one right behind you. And
another guest.
Yes, what grade are you going into?
Six.
You're going to sixth grade too? Tell me who you are. And
my name is Lorenzo, and the school I'm entering is Hillcrest Middle School. I have a brother named Anthony, which is 16, and he's in high school. And I have a sister that graduated, and her name is Natasha, and she's 17 years old.
Natasha was here telling me about you a little while ago. Can you tell me what instrument you play?
I play the trumpet.
Why do you like the trumpet so much?
Because it's just very unique how it only has three places where you can play, but they make different noises.
So you and I were talking earlier, you play something else in another group. What is that?
I play the violin in a mariachi group, as well as my brother and sister.
Very cool. And that's back home in Ronert Park, right?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, I'm going to have pass the microphone back. I think we're getting close to being here. Let me see if I can grab one more person. Joelle, you want to say a word? All right, I've got the Nevada County Concert Band's band president here to say hello. Just say hello to the audience.
Hello to our wonderful community. Happy to be with you today.
We've just been talking about some of the band members that are from out of state, out of town. But we are the local band, and we are so happy to have all these people with us. What did we do today?
Oh my goodness, we started our morning off over in the shady picnic area. We had a wonderful morning of rehearsal in the shade, lots of laughs and sharing of good times. And then we had a lunch for our guests. Did you guys talk about the lunch? And that was lovely as always. And then, my goodness, we finished up the afternoon walking in the creek to cool off. And we come over here and put up our canopies for shade for the audience and spend a little bit of time setting up. But you know, the whole day has been fabulous. Even with the heat, we are loving every second of it.
Very good. I'm going to try to call the band back to the stage so we can get ready for our second half. Thank you very much, Joelle. Good. Yes. Is there anything else that we should talk about here?
Well, how about a little bit about the second half?
The second half of our program. Well, what I tried to say earlier is that we're doing a concert and the theme is By the Nines. We're doing a whole summer of nines because this is the year of 2019. And so all of the concert pieces in today have a nine somewhere in them. Since we're doing By the Nines, it's actually the year. Next concert we're going to do is called Nine Lives, and it'll be about fortune and luck and fame and things like that.
Huh, that sounds exciting. When is that going to be?
That'll be August 25th right here in Pioneer Park.
Wonderful.
That's another Sunday. We always perform every summer in June, July, and August on the fourth Sunday of the month.
That's good to know.
It is.
Well, I hope some listeners will come out for that.
We've been doing this for a long time, and we still think that there are people out there that need to know that we are here. We are here, and you should come and see us. We got some people with balloons. The people that did the Up House that was in our last song passed all the balloons from the house to the audience, so the audience has color everywhere. It's great. All right, yeah. I'm going to pass this back. We're going to go tune up and get started, okay?
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl. Well, I've often wondered what conductors do during the intermission, and now I know they don't actually rest. They don't go and have a shower or a cold drink or something. They get to work with their performers and interview some of them for the public, like us. Aren't we lucky?
Yes, we are. And we would like to thank for their support Janet Peak and Associates, offering financial planning, investment management, and tax preparation for over 30 years on Broad Street, downtown Nevada City. Securities offered through Crown Capital LP, member FINRA, SIPC, Janet Peak, CFP.com. And the band is back on stage and tuning up.
You know, Dave, something you're experienced with, that's the sound of a band or an orchestra tuning up. It's like no other sound. You know exactly what it is. They're all trying their own thing in their own time and playing little bits of the tunes that are coming up in the second half. And that, for me, is an exciting moment, waiting for the off. And Cheryl is going up to the conductor's podium now to conduct the second half of this Classics Declassified Goes Pops. We're very pleased to have this special edition tonight for our regular Classics Declassified slot, the 5 to 7 every Sunday.
Okay, I think they're ready.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nevada County Concert Band's third concert in our Picnic Pops concert series.